The Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 38 and 39. Jesus was in the stern of the boat, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. After Jesus miraculously calmed the storm, the Bible tells us that the disciples were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this?" Even the wind and the waves obey him. They were clearly amazed at the control Jesus had over the elements. The triune God of the Bible is still the sovereign Lord of heaven and earth. He is always in control. Perhaps amid the grief, trauma, or discomfort you are experiencing, or the tragedies of war which you are seeing unfolding in the world, you may be asking, why would God allow such things to happen? Remember that He is still in control. He is a good God, and His mercies endure forever. He is the source of our strength, our hope, and our salvation. Very often, we do not appreciate the value of what we have until we lose it. The simple things in life we often take for granted. Life is a gift from God, and to make the best use of our life, we must never forget that compared to eternity, life is very brief, and that earth is only our temporary residence. The psalmist David recognized this. So in Psalm 39 and verse 4, he prayed, "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life." Today, Jesus offers to all persons the gift of eternal life. This opportunity can be forever lost at any moment. The Bible tells us that now is the day of salvation. God loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. Today, show God that you really value His gift of eternal life by asking Him to grant you that gift. This moment may be your last opportunity. Remember, He is the sovereign Lord of heaven and earth and is always in control. May I invite you to join us next week.